Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing? It's Trina Mari here. I'm delighted to welcome Irene Lowry back from Nurture Health. Irene was good enough to come on there, I think it was about 2 weeks ago now, Irene, not long ago, and we were talking about anxiety and particularly depression amongst men. And I know that you counsel men and women at various stages in their lives. And you said to me, we need to do an update. Since the day you came on, Irene, you have received a number of calls.
Yeah, thanks a million, Trina, for having me on. When the calls started to come in, right, I took all the calls. I wanted to take all the calls. So I took the calls and I just said in the beginning, let's say you phoned and you're talking about your brother. And I just said, look, we're doing this for Classic Hits because most of them have heard me on Classic Hits and you talking. So I said, look, do you mind? I said, there's nothing, no names will be shared, but I said, it's really interesting information to get back. And I'm wondering, would you mind if I ask you a couple of questions? Now, this could have been a family member, friends, or the men themselves. We asked that question. We just said, look, do you mind? We're trying to gather some information on this area. And they were all, in fairness to them, all of them, no problem. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, my name's not going to be, no, your name's not going to be mentioned.
I'm amazed the amount of people who actually got onto you after hearing the piece on the radio.
Yeah, in this particular area for men suffering from depression, we received, after the two of us talking about it on your radio show, and thank you so much for that, we received 18 calls. 9 of those calls were family members, 2 were friends, and men themselves were 7. So 18 calls is quite a lot, in truth. So we asked just at the time, would you mind, we're trying to learn, you know, the in-depth of this area for men themselves. So 90%, we found out that 90% of these men are living at home. 8 of the men were married and generally okay, but struggling financially, even though they earn really good money. But by the time they pay all the bills, there's very little left, and they find that very hard. Anxiety was number one point for them as well. Depression. And, you know, the interesting part about this, Trina, as well, was that, you know, the rest was loneliness and feeling isolated.
And you were saying to me, Irene, that a number of the men were unable to go to work because of the high levels of anxiety. And this is something that we discussed in great depth. You were saying, you know, you would get people who would feel they simply can't go to work. They want to go to work, but they can't.
Yes. So where we're at now with all of that information is the 18 calls. So what we've done is we offer counselling, immediate counselling, professional counselling with no wait list. So all of these 15 men, so out of the 18, 15 of them have been supported. They're all now, they've done a week at least with the counsellor, and they will continue on minimum for 6 weeks with the counsellor. So we will have more information. Obviously, all of this is confidential regarding names and everything else. It's just general outcomes is what we're looking for, to try and support them and to understand them. But yeah, it was really interesting to find out that they struggle trying to get out of bed, to get into work, to try and get motivated. And really that tells you, doesn't it, that the coping mechanism is down.
You know, 9 of the 18 calls that you got after the item aired were family members. I'm assuming they're very worried about the men in their lives.
Yes, they were. And in fairness to the family members, you know, they really love their brother. They were talking about brothers mostly, or brother-in-laws, and just saying that they felt helpless, that they've tried to talk to them. They're disconnected. Some of them were talking to them too much, and others were, the family members were talking to them all the time. And what they felt was that some of them, the others weren't talking much at all, that there was a disconnect there.
And what were the biggest problems that you were hearing? Was it financial problems, or what was the main theme really?
Well, I think what the general outcome of it all, first of all, was anxiety, suffering with high levels of anxiety, just not being able to cope, feeling very low, feeling very down, loneliness, isolation. And I think it is harder, as you know, it's harder for men to talk about these issues, because men generally are the gatherers. They're the, even though women today go out to work, and some women, a lot of women out there nowadays are probably earning more than the man or equal to, it doesn't matter. It's in their DNA. And I think for men not be able to feel, look, I can't, I'm out of work sick, for whatever reason, I can't go to work. That's awful.
And the friends that contacted you on behalf of a friend of theirs that was going through this, were they men or were they women who called?
Women. Mostly women. Mostly women. Outside the seven men themselves that called us, the rest were mostly women, not men.
That was a big step, wasn't it, for the seven men who called directly themselves, for them to pick up the phone and to make that call. Yeah. And to do it so quickly, because you know the way they might hear the item on the radio and go, maybe I'll call, maybe I'll do it. Yeah. And then they kick the can down the road and then it never happens.
Yeah, well, I think for the men themselves, and I said it to them because I took all the calls I wanted to, but I said it to them not in a derogatory way, in a kindness way. And I really meant it that way. You know, you're very brave to make this call. Thank you. And I really mean that. And to be fair to them all, they were just saying, look, I need help. I realise I need help. I don't know where to turn. I'm feeling this way quite a while.
And then you mentioned there, Irene, out of the 18 people, 15 have been supported. So 3 of the men have not started doing the counselling yet. They've not received the help. Is that because they wanted to go away themselves, or what was the reason for that?
Well, what we do is we keep the mobile numbers for a little while. So we just said, look, we will call you back maybe in 3 weeks' time. So the plan is to try those mobile numbers next week and see, can we get them to engage?
So although they rang, they weren't prepared to take the next step. Was that it at this particular time?
Okay. A bit like what you said, kicking the can down the road, or just trying to think that I've made that call now. And we, you know, when I was talking to them, I just said, look, you know, the hardest thing to do is make the call. Mm. Now you've made the call. I said, you know, the counsellors are fully trained up in this particular area of men's mental health as well as women's mental health, but they're fully qualified to work with you. And those 3 generally just said, well, look, leave it with me. I'll come back to you.
I really, really hope they do. Yeah, I hope they do.
Well, so do I. But where we left it was we were open with them and we just said, look, is it okay if you don't call us? Can we call you in a little while? And they all said yes. So at least that door is open to see, can we engage with them and support them?
You must have come across as well some of the men where the family and the maybe the friends haven't got a clue that they're going through this.
Well, I suppose it's all mixtures out there, isn't it, Trina? Some people hide it very well. I mean, I think 18 calls is phenomenal. But if you look at the stats and the figures out there, it's probably the tip of an iceberg.
I'm sure it is, Irene. I mean, we were only speaking on the radio for a couple of minutes. So that was 18 people who phoned you as a result of tuning in at that particular time in that couple of minutes. I hope that there are more calls coming through. Will you give us your details and we'll follow up on this again and see how we're getting on with the people who contacted you. And this is in particular men dealing with anxiety and depression. But of course, Irene, you do counselling. You might just tell everyone who hasn't heard you on before, you counsel women as well at all stages in their life, and some of the tricky stages in their life, because I know you deal with miscarriage and all sorts of things.
Yeah, well, the areas I suppose we work with is postnatal depression, miscarriage, stillbirth, IVF, perimenopause and menopause, anything really to do with a woman, a baby or not, to try and support women. But the great part about our organisation is we have no wait lists. We are affordable and we're partnered with all the major insurance companies. So women and partners can get back up to 70% of their counselling costs back.
It's nurturehealth.ie. Irene, do you want to give out the phone number there for anybody who just wants to note that down?
So the mobile number is 085-861-9585. 085-861-9585.
And nurturehealth.ie.
Nurturehealth.ie. And the email is info@nurturehealth.ie. And it's all lowercase.
Okay. All right, Irene, we will definitely catch up shortly to find out how things are going with these men who did contact you the last time. And I've no doubt you'll probably get more calls. Always there available.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so too, Trina. I really do. But look, I want to thank you immensely for highlighting this and for working with us on this, because I think it's just a wonderful area to be able to support men in.
Not at all. You're the one who's doing everything. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.